Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for some championship talk,
Keith? Championship! Yeah, of course. I mean,
of course I am. We did the tiers yesterday. The Patriots were alone on their own tier. So it feels like now's the time to be doing this. The bye week, a good week for reflection.
Oh, self-scouting.
Self-scouting.
Yeah, let's do some self-scouting. Let's do that.
Take a look under the hood, right? Pop the hood. Stick your nose in there. See what's going on.
Anytime my wife leaves town, there's some self-scouting going on. I can tell you that.
Jesus H.
And so when it comes to this team, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
And maybe Vrabel did hear the tears yesterday. We had the Patriots on the Dynasty is Back tears.
Dynasty's back on.
I'm sorry.
Back on.
Thank you.
Top tier.
All alone. By themselves. We pretty much mapped out, by the way, their Super Bowl opponent, their potential AFC Championship game opponent here in Foxborough.
Yeah.
So we kind of did all that yesterday. But Vrabel says champions are never satisfied. Like, he brought that up out of nowhere. It's like, what are the goals for the bye week? He's like, well, don't be satisfied. Champions are never satisfied.
Ooh.
Which I think, I don't know how often we've heard him invoke that word.
No.
I thought that was an interesting thing for him to bring up.
Expectations are high, and they should be high. And this is where you shouldn't jest, and clearly they're not saying, well, I mean, who had us at 11 wins, right? We're doing pretty good. Like, automatic success. Like, they're going to make the playoffs. That, at the beginning of the year, would have been a huge success. Hell, just them being in the hunt would have been a promising season after a back-to-back 4-win years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he realizes where they're at. And, all right, you might as well go for it. AFC's wide open. Patriots are playing better than anybody else. Maybe their toughest competition they've already beaten head-to-head. Maybe, right, depending on how you feel about Denver versus Buffalo. But, yeah, they're in a great spot. The bye week is super late, but you know what? They'll take it. They got a few guys that are hurt, so this gives them an extra week to get ready. And a couple guys are on IR. A guy like Jared Wilson's out, sort of week to week. But, yeah, they're in a pretty good spot, and you know, he's not going to sugarcoat it. Like, he thinks they could be champions.
I mean, I like that he's verbalizing this stuff. I said this the other day about the special teams goals, and he didn't say we're going to win a championship or the goal is a championship. But again, he's asked about the bye week, and he goes, champions are never satisfied.
Like,
so I hope we're not satisfied.
I'm not. I'm never satisfied.
And I like that.
Huh?
Anybody we should ask about that?
Part of the problem.
I like that he's willing to go there and bring that up. And if he's doing that externally, like to the media, I guarantee you he's doing that to these guys behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Which I think should be the goal right now. You have the most wins in football. You have the inside track on the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's playing better than you. Maybe other teams are on your level, but no one's playing better. And for all these games we look at on the schedule, they still have Buffalo. That's a hat and t-shirt game coming off the bye week. They're in a good spot. They're going to rest. They're at home.
Yeah, they're in a great spot.
Buffalo has to play Cincinnati. They're not playing that well. It's Baltimore the week after that. They're playing like garbage. I mean, do you think in Buffalo they're looking at it like, oh, that's a win for us?
Definitely not.
You think in Baltimore they're looking at it like, oh, that's a win for us?
For sure not in Baltimore.
They have you circled as their tough games remaining.
Yeah.
They look at that as maybe a loss for them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're going to have to get their wins elsewhere.
Yeah, how can you not? If you're looking at them 11-2, if you're Buffalo, and again, we've talked about this a lot, but it's also, they haven't had the toughest schedule, but two of the toughest teams they've played, and really three if you want to throw in Carolina, which is a surprise to me, but they've won all those games. So it's not like it's reversed, right? If it's not like they beat Vegas and Pittsburgh and lost to those two teams, then it'd be a much different conversation. It really would be. It's just two games, but it'd be so different. Yesterday we were talking about Jeff Howe took a look at all of the playoff teams currently and what their records are against other playoff teams, and they're 2-0. Nobody else in the AFC has more than two wins. So it's like nobody has these like great strength of victories and all this stuff like that. It's all pretty balanced. And so, yeah, you look at the Patriots and what they've done, throw in the fact that they're on a 10-game heater. So not only do they have only two losses, they're forever ago. We barely even remember them. Like it's like a new, it's like a different team. If they played the Raiders again or the Steelers again, I don't even, what would the spread be? It'd be like 50. It'd be like 12, 14 against the Raiders.
They'd be pushing two touchdowns against the Raiders for sure,
and you'd be feeling pretty good about them. But no, they're obviously in the catbird seat right now.
So, I mean, on the one hand, I like you bring up the Jeff Howe standings. Yeah. On the other, I don't, because it really craps all over the Jones and Keefe standings.
Well, no, it doesn't. They're both valuable, I feel like. The Jones and Keefe standings, there's a little bit more nuance to it because you take a team
I want to cite our own proprietary standings.
Yeah.
But no, but the Jeff Howe ones are insightful. The Pats are 2-0 against playoff teams, as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the one hand, you could say, well, they've only played two playoff teams.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you could say, well, they're 2-for-2 in those spots. They shouldn't be penalized for only playing two playoff teams. They've beaten every playoff team they've gone against. They've beaten another team with a winning record in the Carolina Panthers. The Broncos have had more cracks at it. They have a tougher schedule, quote unquote. They've only beaten one playoff team.
Right.
The Jaguars have had twice as many cracks at it. They have the same amount of wins.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens have one win against a playoff team. The Chargers have one. The Bills and Colts are both 2-1.
Right.
But you even look at some of the teams in the NFC. The Packers have played one game against the current playoff team. And the Lions being below the cut line is changing things quite a bit.
But there's also...
They're 0-1.
Yeah. It's not the perfect formula either, because there's 14 playoff teams. Some obviously are a lot better than others, right? That's half the league that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But also, if you have a win over the Lamar Jackson-less Baltimore Ravens, is that really a good win? They're a playoff team right now. I wouldn't really even call it a good win. I don't even know how good that team is. But whatever, like I think it's a fair exercise just to point out that the AFC, there's only a handful of teams that have even, had multiple wins against playoff teams just because they're not even really on the schedule. So like NFC, a little different conversation. It was kind of eye opening to see that the Rams play almost all playoff teams. The Rams have a really tough schedule, so maybe their 9-3 is more impressive than somebody else's 10-2. Fine, whatever. But in the AFC, I don't know how you could really argue strongly for a team other than the Patriots.
Well, I haven't glanced at it again since yesterday, but when we were talking about this yesterday, Pats had the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl, and it was after four NFC teams. And I think they were even. They were tied for fifth with Buffalo.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That started to change, right? Because I think Vegas or like the odds makers had the Chiefs. They were just kind of waiting on the Chiefs for a while. And even they've had to sort of say,
well,
all right.
I almost brought this up earlier. You were talking about the in the hunt graphic.
Chiefs.
That's where the Chiefs are in the hunt portion of
Chiefs
the graphic.
Chiefs are in the Lamar hunt.
That's where they're at. The Kareem hunt, Lamar hunt, in the hunt graphic is where they're at.
Uh-huh.
So you can weigh in all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. That is your phone number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch. You can chat. Just subscribe to WEEI.
You know, before we move on, I have a Mike Vrabel scoop here on this real quick.
What?
Yeah, he was at the airport.
A Mike Vrabel scoop?
Yeah, he was at the airport.
Okay.
I have a good source on this. It was little CeCe Beans' best friend.
Whoa.
Her and her family were going on a trip this week, and they ran into Mike Vrabel. And so,
no mustache. Must
I
be
got
no
a
mustache.
Pretty darn good source.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm not going to say who it is, but it's little CeCe Beans' best friend in the world. And so her older brother, who is like probably 7 or 8.
7!
Maybe 8.
5 or 6.
No, 7 or 8.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think we got there.
Yeah.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
He saw him in the airport and he goes up to him and he goes, "Are you Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots?" He's like, "Yeah. I am."
Yes.
Yeah,
I am, actually.
And so they got pictures. They both got a picture with Vrabel. He was kind enough to take a quick cheese and like, yeah. So
you heard it here first.
That's right. He's at Logan.
What a scoop.
Yeah, pretty good. But they were excited. And I mean, pretty good to be Mike Vrabel right now, too. I mean, just everybody's loving him. I mean, the approval rating on Mike Vrabel is going to be 1,000%.
People are letting him cut the Starbucks line at Logan.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, they might even
waiting for him. Hey, Mike, what do you want?
Buy him a coffee, maybe.
Buy him a coffee, buy him a breakfast burrito, whatever he might have. He is the toast of the town right now.
He was, when they played the Thursday night game, he was at Logan, too. People were taking pictures of him when he went out of town. I think he went to Nashville.
Probably, yeah.
So,
but they got some time away. He even talked about that with Greg's show. He's like, the coaching staff's going to get some time away, well-deserved. The players are going to get time away, so they can go do what they want for, you know, a few days and then get back and ready to go for the final four games of the regular season.
All right, a key scoop.
Yeah,
to get things started here today. Pretty good.
All smiles at Logan Airport.
I didn't know we had that, but I did know we have some Would You Rathers on Would You Rather Wednesday at 11:30. Hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45. Double dork last night with Gary Tanguay, right?
Tanger made his dork debut last night, and it was excellent. Don't listen to it now.
No, wait, our show.
It's available whenever.
Do it after 2 o'clock on your own time.
I did play in a senior citizen home.
May I play it again?
I did a play in a senior citizen home.
So there's more where that came from.
That sounds like a brag to me.
That'll be in the brags.
Okay. We have Pure Hoops at high noon with Turp, Justin Turpin of WEEI. We'll talk. So I was in the building last night, Keith. I'm 2-0 this year.
Holy smokes. How about Jones going all these games?
Not upgraded seats.
No, you didn't sit with Greg
I was up with all the Knicks fans in the 300. There were a lot of Knicks fans there.
You and Chalamet and Spike Lee taking in the game?
Correct. I could see Spike way down there.
Was Spike there?
Oh, Spike was there last night. He was on the baseline. I didn't notice him for the whole first half.
I didn't notice him.
I don't know if he got there. Yeah. Bright orange. Oh, yeah. He was down there on the baseline.
He hates Boston. His movie this year, was it Highest to Lowest? Did you watch that movie, Nick?
I didn't.
My buddy straight up, I know what you're about to say because my buddy said this last night.
He had some really aggressive, like, anti-Boston stuff in the movie.
On, like, the subway or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, like, really aggressive about it. And you're like, it didn't really fit. Also, Spike Lee's an incredible director. Swung and missed on this movie. This was a really bad
movie. He Got Game?
No, it's not He Got Game.
Okay.
It's not some of the greats. You wouldn't put this up there with
the right
25th
thing.
Hour.
Yeah,
or,
okay.
Oh, yeah, or Do the Right
okay,
Thing
sure,
or something.
Not,
no, no, no.
Yeah, okay.
No. This was like an Apple TV, like, what are we doing? It was like an Apple commercial.
And a passion project to just hate on Boston.
Just these shots, and you're like, okay. Rick Fox was in the movie as well. I think he also might have had a line about Boston.
Is he in all Spike Lee movies?
I think he is, yeah.
Nice.
He's handsome.
He
can act his tail off.
He's, I think he's running for like public office in the Bahamas or something like that.
I'd vote for him.
Yeah, no, me too.
I mean, I don't have jurisdiction down there, but I would vote for him.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch. We'll get to the Celtics. Good win for them and a good stretch for the Seas. So we'll do that coming up at high noon with Turp. We got some Red Sox thoughts on the show as well. Plus, all the crying and caterwauling from New York. We should get to that.
Yeah, what is their problem?
Well, they're babies, I think is their
true.
Problem.
All right.
So I was looking at this earlier today, Keith. Mm-hmm. The Patriots actually have the same bye week as they did a year ago. I didn't remember they had such a late bye a year ago.
Last season was a bit of a blur.
It really was.
Yeah.
We had mostly checked out. But so the Patriots...
They were not in the hunt at this point last year.
No. They were in the hunt for the number one pick.
That's true.
The Patriots are 11-2. They've won 10 in a row, coming off a victory over the Giants, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, they were 3-10. Heading into the bye week, they had lost 3 in a row, on the way to losing 6 in a row.
Yeah.
The game they lost at this time last year was to Anthony Richardson and the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, they went out a bit of a whimper.
So that's where they were at this point last year.
Yep.
Through 13 weeks, Bills' final season in 2023, they actually snapped a 5-game losing streak.
Hell yeah.
It was the Bailey Zappi victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
What a
disaster.
What a time that was.
Jeez.
So think about it. The last couple of years at this time, you're currently the best team, arguably in football, sitting atop the AFC with the most wins in the league. Last year, you were losing to Anthony Richardson. 2 years ago, it was Bailey Zappi sneaking out a win.
Is that Zappi versus Pickett?
I don't recall who was on the other side, but probably.
Mason Rudolph, maybe? We saw a lot of Mason Rudolph. Could have been him.
Duck Hodges?
Duck Hodges.
It might have been Duck Hodges.
Could have been.
So anyway, that's where they were at. The Patriots sit here today, Keith, at 27 points a game, which is 7th in the NFL.
Yeah.
7th in yards per game, 362.6. They're also a top 10 defense on points and yards against, 18.5, 5th, 296.4, 7th. Top 10 offense, top 10 defense.
That's a good formula.
In the offseason, we were talking about just be a middle-of-the-pack offense. Hell, be a top 20 offense.
Top, yeah.
And we thought there was an outside shot at being a top 10 defense.
Yes.
they're doing it.
They've surpassed both. I mean, well, defense, we did have pretty high expectations, especially because they invested so much money into the defense. And you're like, all right, Vrabel's coming in. And at the time, we're thinking Terrell Williams. You're like, all right, you've really improved the coaching on the defense. And then you spend money on the Milkman, Spillane, Landry. You're hoping for a healthy season out of Gonzo. You sign Carlton Davis. Before you even get into anybody that you drafted or whatever, you're like, that's just a really good start for a defense. And part of the formula for us having them win so many games was the schedule. So you're like, if you take that defense, you go up against these quarterbacks, they better be a top 10 defense. And they are. And I think what makes them, you know, fighting for a playoff spot to fighting for the number one seed is you also have a top 10 offense. That has far exceeded expectation. That it would have been way too much to ask for that. We were thinking maybe eke out 15th, 16th best offense and kind of go from there. But they have been far, far better than that. They have an MVP favorite, for God's sake.
So, I mean, again, just their points per game is not perfect because that factors in Marcus Jones pick sixes and punt returns and things like this. But a year ago, they averaged 17 a game, 30th in the league, bottom three offense. This year, again, they're 7th. A year ago, they were 31st in yards per game.
Yeah, that seems high.
Bottom two.
Yeah.
This year, again, they're top 10, 7th. So that's been the defense has been about what we were hoping for. I don't know if it's what we expected, but it's what we were hoping for. I mean, the offense is just not even close. It's massively exceeded expectations.
And this is why people are so mad about the Patriots, because there was a five-year blip, but basically Brady, 5 years of kind of darkness, and then Drake May. You know, it's funny because you mentioned these other games and these you know, how they ended seasons, and you're talking about like Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones and Jacoby Brissett. That's how teams like the Jets were and are for like 20-plus years. Or the Bills until like Jim Kelly to Josh Allen was a long, long time in between.
Dolphins are still waiting for the guy after Marino.
Not found a Marino yet. And so it's like it's so hard to do that. And yeah, there's the occasional like Montana to Young or Favre to Aaron Rodgers, but it's more likely the other way. And so if you're like, hey, it's going to be 5 years. They made the playoffs one of those 5 years. But then there's a couple of really bad years, obviously. But then to now have an MVP candidate after Brady, like that is pretty impressive.
It's a good week to really appreciate what they've done and how far they've come. Yeah. And I do think the offense is the reason why, if you really want to believe in the team and where they can go, that's the biggest reason why, because you have arguably the MVP of the league, the betting favorite for the MVP of the league. So as Keith said, a little self-reflection, a little self-scouting on the bye week and a time to appreciate where the Patriots are at. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, the head coach is bringing up champions out of nowhere when asked about his goals for the bye week. So the expectations are and should be high. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. And then let's get to what's going on in New York. Some of these crybabies down there whining about the big, bad Patriots. That's next.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins were in action last night. The Bees fell 5-4 to the Red Wings in Detroit. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman gave up all five goals before being pulled for Jonas Korpisalo. The Bruins will return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host the St. Louis Blues. The season winners of back-to-back games after a 123-117 win over the New York Knicks at the TD Garden last night. Jaylen Brown led all scores with 42 points, and Derek White had 22 points in the victory. Tomorrow night, the Celtics will be in Washington to take on the Wizards. Tonight, Boston College Basketball hosts the 7-0 LSU Tigers. This game can be heard on WEEI AM 850. Pregame coverage begins at 7 o'clock with a tip-off from Conti Forum is at 7:15. And the Patriots are officially on their bye week. The Pats have an NFL best record of 11-2. They will turn to the field on Sunday, December 14th to host the Buffalo Bills. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.com.
That is C-Mac on WFAN.
Yeah, that's C-Mac. Going strong in the paint.
He
good
was,
take on football being too violent.
He was going hard in the paint. Yeah. That is Chris McGonigal.
C-Mac,
yeah, as you might know him. Who I think took over for our guy Keith McPherson. Keith, we had him on.
Oh, we did?
Going into Red Sox okay. And Yankees. I believe he's now the night host on WFAN. Look, nights aren't for everyone, Keith.
I've been there, done that.
Been there, yeah. Done that. It's not for everybody.
Sure have.
And so that's C-Mac.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call him by his full name. Nobody's going to know who
that is. No. C-Mac, everyone's aware of who he
is. C-Mac. People are like, did you hear what C-Mac was saying about the big, meanie Patriots?
Yeah, I did. He's like, guys, that could have been a two-hand touch right there. That should have been a two-hand touch. I love how in his ridiculous, awful crying of this hit, he's like, it's not illegal. It's not a flag, but it's too much, too rough.
Yeah.
So the football player was too rough to the other football player?
It's BS.
It's BS.
What it is. Yeah.
I'll tell you how it really is. I can't swear, though, on the air, so I'll just do the letters. But it's BS. No, like, it's embarrassing, and for the Giants fans that flip it around and they're like, what would you say if Drake May got hit? I'd say, get out of bounds, Drake. I'd say, don't take those hits, Drake. That's what Vrabel's been saying. That's what a lot of guys are saying. Because we saw him take hits last season, this season, earlier in the year. He would get wrapped up, slam his head on the ground, go in the blue tent. We're like, that's not ideal. Jackson Dart plays like a maniac. Jackson Dart is very entertaining in that sense, but also has gotten hurt and will continue to get hurt if he doesn't change. And the Christian Ellis hit was awesome. I don't want flag football. I don't want two-hand touch football. It's not as popular as tackle football, and that's what they're crying about. They're like, Jackson Dart. It is. It's sad. It's honestly sad.
That was C-Mac's next block, I think. That was his next segment.
He spent a good amount of time just wiping tears and crying about a football tackle, which even he says isn't a penalty. It's one thing if you're like, these guys are headhunting, and it's like Vontaze Burfict out there just like drilling guys in the head every single play. Like, it wasn't that. It was a hard-hitting, physical football game, which is, I thought, what most people liked about football.
Dart was also fine.
Dart, even in the postgame, was like, we're not playing soccer.
Right, well, and
oh, but like literally he was
no,
fine,
I mean,
but
he
also he talked
about got it. Right back up, but after the game, I don't know that I totally believe him, but he's like, well, we're not playing soccer, and this is how I play, and go back and watch my high school tape, go back and watch my college tape.
Yeah.
The Gruden video that's
shelf
been making
life
the rounds.
It's going to be short on him.
There's a Gruden video from when he got drafted, or prior to getting drafted, that's been making the rounds.
And it was cadence?
Yeah, it was when he got hurt. Well, there's that. But he's also like, you got to stop doing this. You're going to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I will. I'm going to work on that. Uh-huh. Hasn't worked on it one bit.
No.
So, I mean, allegedly, he believes, we're not playing soccer. He doesn't mind that hit. Allegedly.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't get the outrage
that's
on
bull.
That. If you're gonna be outraged, I would say, well, they took out Gunnar Olszewski after he had another big hit. Mm-hmm. Like somebody needs to step up. Like if I was in New York, maybe that's how you phrase it. Like these guys are not afraid of you. They're not intimidated by you. They are out there headhunting. Not maybe the word I would use.
Yeah.
But if you want to punch it up, they're out there headhunting because they're not afraid of you. And I would make it about the Giants, like how soft they are. And the Twitch chat to me is making a good point. We got this on the text line yesterday. Maybe it's the same person. Giants fans loved Cam Scataboo.
Oh, yeah. He plays hard.
Ramming through
a lot
people.
Of big hits. Yeah.
Helmet first, head first.
Yeah.
Giants fans love that. I love that. It's awesome.
That's good.
And
you
now they
have
want
more of it.
Now they want to cry about this.
They're crying about this.
Because their quarterback can't get out of bounds.
Get out of bounds.
That's bull.
It is bull.
It's not bull.
I do agree with C-Mac on that.
Because here's the thing. A lot of quarterbacks, both guys in the game on Monday, can run. And when they become runners, like they're going to get hit. And so one way to sort of take that out of the game isn't, you know, dirty plays. I'm not saying Greg Williams bounty gate, like go for the head, go for the knees, all that stuff. But you want to make them think twice about running because these guys are all super fast now. They're all very athletic. They can turn, you know, third and 15 into a first down just from running. But if they keep getting big hits, they're going to think a little bit twice about it, right? Like that should be part of the defensive equation. So, yeah, obviously, I enjoyed it on Monday, but I am pretty surprised about how just, you know, anti-contact so many Giants fans are. It's
1-85. How surprised?
Say it again.
1-85. How surprised?
I'm 85. I thought we all liked football for a lot of the hits. Yeah, I'm really surprised.
I don't know if I'm 85, but I'm a good 72.
72.
That's high on the
72.
Scale. Yeah.
But like,
I don't want to break the scale. Like I could have been more surprised.
But like you go on Twitter, dangerous place, that doesn't always speak for everybody. Uh-huh. But and Christian Ellis was on with us yesterday. He even was talking about like his whole family was getting messages because people are dumb. They're tweeting the wrong Ellis and everything else. But
that is true. Weren't people like, oh, it's Caden Ellis again? It's like, yeah, it's not even the right Ellis.
Like guy, and then they're taking his comment, which was awesome in the post game, where he's like, do you have a message? Was that a message? Like, yeah, slide. There's nothing wrong with that. It was a perfectly clean hit on Jackson Dart, and people are looking at that being like, oh, when Ellis gets hurt, I'll be happy. And you're like, first of all, Dart didn't even get hurt. Like you said, he bounced right up.
He's fine. I mean, he's about to get himself hurt again probably next week, and he did just get hurt prior to that.
He's going
to
get hurt, yeah.
But the reason they're reacting that way in New York is because the Jackson Dart, it's such a story because he's already gotten himself hurt with the way he plays, so now it's like, let's lash out. And let's try to protect our quarterback by calling everybody else headhunters when it's actually your quarterback who plays like a moron.
But how can you cry about a play that you yourself say is not a penalty? Right? Like there is unnecessary roughness in the game. So as much as I'm like, I like contact, I like gladiators in the arena.
There's a line somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying like rip his helmet off like you're Steve Latimer in the program, takes the guy's bonnet. Yeah. I'm not saying do that. That's entertaining too, but you can't do that. I understand. And even I've gotten around the, you know, if you watch a highlight tape of like quarterbacks in the 80s and 90s, literally getting destroyed and no flags. I get it now. Like guys in the pocket, they go low, they go high. It makes it difficult on the defense, but that's sort of what it is. You want to keep these quarterbacks healthy, but also they can't just do whatever they want. You know, we would get mad at like Patrick Mahomes for like fake sliding or fake going out of bounds, and like no, like you gotta hit those guys when they do that. And in the case of Jackson Dart, he's just fully inbounds as a runner.
I will agree with this. We got this on the text line as well, 617-779-7937. If that was Mahomes, that might have gotten flagged.
That happened a couple weeks ago.
No, but there's also
they didn't throw a flag.
But there also have been plays where he's like inbounds.
Well, actually,
and they
threw
the flag.
One when he got hit 5 yards in bounds and picked it up.
So I mean,
is this
like,
just the quarterback thing too? So if that was like Wandale Robinson and he got hit the exact same way, would people cry?
They wouldn't care at all.
Gonzo did
shove Wandale Robinson down. No one's mentioned it once.
Yeah, it was a good tackle.
Gonzo threw him.
Yeah, so it's a quarterback thing.
And I'm saying not that it was dirty, but like
no, he's if truck stacked
you could lump it in with all the other hits if you were worried about anybody but the quarterback. But no, he plays like a moron.
Yeah.
And so I get Vrabel sending the message and the reminder to May, being like, well, yeah, this is a good reminder to our quarterback.
Yeah,
like, get down,
like
get
that.
Out of bounds.
Yeah.
I'm also not worried about that at all with Drake May. He's not an idiot like Jackson Dart.
No.
And, you know, every quarterback, I guess, is a ticking time bomb, except Josh Allen plays every single week and posts every single week. And Tom Brady played for 20 years and had one injury.
Mahomes is usually out there.
So, you know, I mean, if he's smart enough, and I think he is, most of the hits that he's had are smashing his head off the turf.
I was going to say, it's usually how he gets tackled. Like
or the, how the, he goes down. Even the one against the Jets last year when he did get knocked out of a game.
But the turf has done more damage than opposing players.
So he did have one earlier this year against the Bucks where he got jacked up on the sideline.
Yep.
And they picked up the flag because he was still in bounds.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not worried about him. I don't think Jackson Dart is a cautionary tale for Drake May. I get what he was doing, Vrabel. but I don't think he's a cautionary tale. May is 1,000 times smarter than him as a quarterback already.
Oh, yeah.
617-779-7937. Do you think that's how the Pats are going to play now, or do you think that was a one-off?
No, yes. I hope it. Yeah, hell yeah, this is how they're going to play.
No, well, that's what you want. Do you think that's what they're going
to
do?
I mean, it's tough to do that every single game, I would imagine. But you look at some of the plays. Some of them were on special teams. Some of them were on defense. I think they can set the tone on special teams and make big hits like that. Maybe now they can really kind of like see the finish line, too, with the season. And you look at the next few games, I think it'll be pretty easy to get all fired up. First of all, you're going for the one seed, so that's easy motivation right there. But then Buffalo, again, just approved everybody. Like, you know what Cam Newton said? You got to beat the man. You got to beat the man twice.
Two times.
You got that. But then against Lamar, I think they'll be motivated for Lamar. And then your two final games. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we get more of this.
I hope we do. That, to me, feels like more of a one-off because it was so out of nowhere with them. But maybe that's what they're going to be, because that would be excellent.
Yep.
617-779-7937. Tyler's in New Hampshire. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Very good.
So how about this football team? Right? This football team is just amazing, like the turnaround. But I got to talk about like how these Giants fans are complaining about that hit that Christian Ellis put on Jackson Dart. If you are going to get outraged at your quarterback that just came off a concussion protocol and he continues to play reckless football.
I think that's what Giants fans. I think yeah. Giants fans are misplacing their anger. I think they are actually mad at Jackson Dart, but they love Jackson Dart and they think he's the future of the franchise, or at least they hope he's the future of the franchise. So they're lashing out at something else and misplacing their anger. I think it's as simple as that. They're like, I can't believe this idiot's doing this again.
Yeah.
That's what I think they actually are saying internally, but then it goes to their brain and they're like, but me like Jackson Dart.
Just can't play in the player. They can't do it.
Me want Giants to be good.
Yeah.
And so they go, oh, let's lash out at Christian Ellis. Like, I think that's what C-Mac and others are doing. That's what I think it is.
I just love the C-Mac defense because even as he's talking about it, he's like, well, it's not a penalty.
I wouldn't call a flag.
It's bull. I know it's bull. I understand that it's bull.
It's not a flag. It's bull.
No, it's not a flag. It's within the rules.
They should have a separate flag, like a different color for bull.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not a penalty. That's a bull.
That is bull.
Yeah. You get like, it's like a challenge. You get like one per game. You have your red challenge flag. Yeah. The rest have the yellow flags.
That's bull.
Brown bull flag. You throw that.
You know what that means.
That's bull, ref.
If Brian,
I want the court to know that was bull.
If Brian Burns did the same thing to Drake May, you think they'd be like, God, Brian, ease up. Just push him out of bounds. Just guide him out of bounds.
Please.
Would you please?
Please.
There's too much violence in this sport.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. More thoughts on the Patriots coming up. We will get to the Celtics at high noon with Terp. Pure Hoops every Wednesday at high noon. We got the hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45. We got some Would You Rathers on a Wednesday at 11:30. On the way next, let's get to the Red Sox. A lot of rumors flying around about who they could be trading, who they could be signing and or trading for. We'll get to all that coming up. Plus, Sonny Gray introduced yesterday. Red Sox fans maybe should be fired up, although we've heard this recently before.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But let's get to it next.
Oh, yeah.
Knicks fans.
Downtime. Both football teams are trash.
Spike Lee would have shoved him into a locker.
He might have.
With some of those New York takes that Sonny Gray had.
I love it. Welcome to the rivalry. Or welcome back, I guess. He was on the other side.
I'm a little hesitant to fully go all in on this because didn't we just do this with Hunter Dobbins?
So you're saying they're both liars?
Hunter Dobbins, and then he's just such like a meaningless player.
Sonny Gray's greater than Hunter Dobbins.
His father's like a big giant liar. Like, Sonny Gray's like, well, my grandpappy actually didn't even want to play for the Yankees. They were going to sign him.
That's an
old... we're like one step away from that.
No, that was what turned out really a weird family dynamic where Hunter Dobbins and his dad need to have a conversation about how many lies he's been told and like what I can believe.
Andy Pettit is my godfather.
He's never met. Pettit doesn't even know this man.
So I was like a little hesitant to go all in on this. Okay. I feel like we just did this with Hunter Dobbins, and it was a big, giant lie.
All right, but here's why it's different. First of all, Sonny Gray, more important and a better player than Hunter Dobbins. Also, Sonny Gray literally did pitch for the Yankees. We've seen it with our own eyes. Mm-hmm. So we know he has experience in New York. So if he wants to say he hates New York and it's going to be easy to hate New York, great. He at least has something, some real firm like evidence, whereas Hunter Dobbins never did. Hunter Dobbins, we took him at his word because we're like, why would he lie about this? Turns out he didn't, but his dad did. And that, again, is a weird, wild thing that he needs to unpack.
At some point, though, that's on you, Hunter Dobbins. You have to be like,
okay,
how come I've never met Andy Pettit, Dad? If Andy Pettit's my godfather, and, you know, he was at my christening or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, Andy just called. He can't make it today. You don't even have a phone, Dad.
Like, at some point,
he just called.
At some point, that's on you. Like, you got to ask some questions.
Fair.
There,
you're an adult. You're a grown man. Yeah. That's fair. But I wouldn't blame Sonny Gray for anything Hunter Dobbins did. I say bring it on. The rivalry had a bit of an uptick.
I don't want to get burned again.
I get it.
Sonny Gray, by the way, never wanted to go to New York. If you listen to him, there was more here. So it did predate.
Hell yeah.
Even pitching in New York. Here's what else he had to say about it.
New York was, it just wasn't a good situation for me. Wasn't a great setup for me and my family. I never wanted to go there in the first place. When that was kind of happening, when we were in Oakland and, you know, I was getting traded, that was a long time ago. I never wanted to go there. So then I was there and it just kind of like, it just didn't really work for kind of who I am.
Oh.
Didn't want to go, so he was traded. It's not like he signed there and then was like, oh, I don't want to be here. Like, he was traded there.
You'd rather pitch for the bum-ass Oakland A's than the Yankees? You
Hell
loser.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, that's like, what? Yeah. Like, that was your take at the time?
He just hates the Yankees that much.
I mean, I guess.
But
he
didn't pick the A's either, right? So the only team he's picked so far is the Cardinals, right? I believe he was drafted, traded, and then as a free agent, he signed with the Cardinals. Now he was traded here to Boston. But he's telling us, and I know you're a little hesitant to believe again or to trust again.
I am.
But he's saying he didn't like New York, which actually is funny because of all the stops he's made, he was at his worst with the Yankees. So who knows what the hell was going on with him, traded to what you would think would be a contender at the deadline. It was a trade deadline day move back in 2017. Goes to the Yankees. You're like, oh, they just improved because he was good with the A's. He never really found his footing there.
He was atrocious there.
He was not very good. Was okay in the playoffs, right? No, I'm saying that year when he got traded.
But he's been
okay.
Good lifetime in the playoffs, and he was fine in the playoffs with the Yankees.
He was fine. He said it was bad for his family, so maybe his wife hates New York, or I don't know. I hate New York. I wouldn't want to live
here's
there.
Here's the thing. It's bad for my family. So what is that? Is that like the fan base actually cares as opposed to Oakland, where you can pitch and no one gives a crap? Or St. Louis, where they just support you no matter what you do, whether you go out and give up 8 runs and 4 homers or you shut it down. So that does concern me a little bit. Like, if he couldn't pitch in New York, Can he pitch in Boston? He has a horrible career track record at Fenway on top of it.
Right.
So that concerns
me. Good lineups. Good Sox lineups.
True.
Yeah.
That does concern me, but they also gave up nothing to get him. So, like, I would just, I'm tempering expectations a little bit with Sonny Gray is all I would say.
Yeah,
and people are ready to, like, really applaud this whole, like, I never wanted to be a Yankee. I hate New York. The rivalry's back. I just pump the brakes on that one a little
bit. I would say add whatever you can to it. You know, when Jazz Chisholm is yelling at the Red Sox, great. Like, you know, he's not the best player in the world, but nope. If he wants to add to it, awesome. When Alex Verdugo a couple years ago, he was the one guy, like, trying to breathe life into the rivalry. Great. I don't care. It could be the 24th, 25th guy on the roster, and if they say something like that, like, I'm all for it. But it is, I think, worth noting that in the five stops that he has had, the one major market is the one that he struggled in, right? Yep. Like, Oakland, he was good. Cincinnati, he was good.
Yeah.
Minnesota. He's great in Minnesota.
Well, it sounds like that's a perfect market for him.
And then St. Louis, he was pretty good.
You can pitch and no one cares and no one pays attention, and it's like, whatever. In Boston, they're going to pay attention just like they do in New York.
True. Now, the one thing he has going for him here, I have to go back in 2017 and see who they had. But, like, Garrett Crochet is the guy.
Yep, that's
like,
true.
So you're not expected to be the guy. Even Bayo is going to have more pressure, I think, than Sonny Gray is for this year, right? Like, I think the expectations are probably, for as a franchise, as a fan base, probably more on Bayo. Like, been there, done that, had a good step forward last year, but then got shelled in the playoffs. So they're going to expect more out of him. We'll see where he goes in the rotation. Hopefully they add another guy, and you're talking about him as, like, your four.
Well, let's get into some of the names that they could add, Keith, with Jeff Passan coming up here in just a little bit. He had a report yesterday, a lot of football talk. After the Pats and Giants game yesterday, so we saved some of that for today. We'll get to it. By the way, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick have advanced again in their Hall of Fame candidacy. I'm reading here from
five finalists.
Don Van Natta.
All right.
Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, the co-architects of an NFL dynasty in New England.
You think?
Leaving somebody
you
out.
You think they're both happy about being co-architects?
Oh, good. Good point.
They both are probably like, well, I'm the architect.
Yeah, I mean, they actually both bristle.
The other guy
that.
Was
they're
there.
Both like,
yeah,
what
they
the
both
hell?
Hate it. Yeah.
They've become bitter antagonists since parting ways. They're both finalists for the 2026 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Now, one thing I read is I was under the impression that only one could get in from this group, but that's not true. So they could both get in this year together.
I think what Breer said
which would be hilarious
months ago was practically it's going to come down to one real spot, but I think technically more than one could get in.
I think they said up to three out of these five could get in. So there's three other names on the list, but those two obviously are the most significant here. And how funny would that be?
It is.
Both in at the same time.
Kraft, Belichick, Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and Elsie Greenwood.
Yep.
A maximum of three can be enshrined out of the five, but they need 80% of the vote. One interesting line, because Don Van Natta was the one really talking about how Kraft had this aggressive push, and he was sending people books and sometimes sending them twice. Kraft, it says, it marks the first time he's a finalist after 14 years of campaigning on his behalf by his longtime PR man and other supporters. So Kraft wants this badly.
Yeah.
And
you think?
We'll see how it goes.
There's a 10-part documentary about it that was supposed to help him, which backfired.
They continue to advance, though, both Belichick and Kraft. They both technically could get in. Will it come down to one or the other? We'll continue to monitor with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Let's get into some of the latest Red Sox rumors and who they could be targeting via trade and free agency next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.